From the inception of the administration, keeping the recovery on track has been one of our key priorities. We've worked tirelessly since taking office this year to really clean up a lot of the discrepancies from the past roofing programs, where we just had a mess of invoices to deal with. And, you know, I've been to Washington several times. I met with Administrator Gaynor. When we went up there, we took Director Williams from the Office of Disaster Recovery, Darrell Griffith, the Executive Director of Housing Finance Authority. And we, after a lot of conversation with them, we really decided on a way forward with STEP. We even had a Louisiana contingent that met with us in order to work through a lot of the invoices that had not been paid. Today, I'm proud to announce that those funds have been obligated, and now we could finally move forward with providing the much-needed payments to not only the STEP contractors, but to the subcontractors in our community who have been waiting, those rental car agencies, our rental agreements that need to be paid, where people stayed during the storm, a lot of money that has not been distributed that is going to benefit our residents and as well as our tax coffers. While the obligation of the funding is a serious milestone, there are still details that we have to work out with FEMA. Those checks won't be cut tomorrow, but they will be coming. We continue to work in earnest with FEMA to work through all of these invoices to make sure that they're straight and they're aligned with all the payments moving forward. We wanted to do this because we want to make sure that while lots of mistakes were made in the past, the new system that we have put together with our $40 million roofing program, we got it right now, and people are going to get paid correctly and timely. I really want to thank Administrator Gaynor of FEMA for all the work he has done, him and his team, working with us and Adrian Williams, as well as Executive Director Darrell Griffith, in making sure that these payments come through. We also want to thank the contractors who have also been so very patient waiting on this. It's a late Christmas gift, but it's timely that it comes right before the new year, as we have been working very hard to make sure not only that we secure the recovery going forward, but we take care of the debts that we've created in the past. Thank you.